privilege to present to you the graduating class of St. Mary's, year 1969. David Edward Cody, Richard Frank Cody, William Edward Rudiman, John Joseph Calabello, Richard Ryan Hamilton, Richard Neil DeVita, John Anthony DeZina, Sean James Downing, Thomas John Fetzer, Charles Christopher Rikorski, Adam Paul Radinsky, Robert Anthony Goh, Michael Kevin Gunning, Matthew Sean Hartnett, Mark Francis Henrick, Peter William Hoffman, Thomas Nicholas Jalbert, Mark Timothy Johnson, Lawrence Bernard Joyce, Christopher Kalanick, Richard Joseph Lay, William Christopher Lonica, Keith Lewis Lawrence, Joseph Charles Malinowski, Joseph D. Martin, Joseph Antonio Martinez III, James Anthony McCann, Sean James McCann, Timothy Robert McCorkle, Terrence Patrick Murtaugh, with Walter Joseph Newman, with Timothy Alexander Numming, Gregory Racanello, Robert Wayne Rich, James Jerry Sally Jr., Roddy John Slater, Stephen George Vander, John Marion Walton III, Noel Edward Wild.
Thank you.
Burford. Patricia Louise Best. Carol Ann Dezekiewicz. Patricia Ann Royce. Regina Ann Brink. Christina Maria Ruscha. Nora Ann Connick. Diane Marie Corso. Denise Teresa Dirkhoff. Diane Christine DeLeo. Mary Ellen Teresa DePetto. Joan Dorothy Dugan. Jill Marie Dockery. Diane Barbara Dugan. Sally Ann Farrell. Denise Giselle Flynn. Teresa Ann Maria Gold. Catherine Joan Himmelheim. Mary Jane Antonia Henry. Sophie Elizabeth Fucha. Laura LaRosa. Michelle Irene Lyon. Gail Mayer. Claudia Maurice Mahalik. Stephanie Ann Nimsek. Barbara Ann Norsha. Lucille Michelle Picciano. Rosemary Carol Puglisi. Audley Inez Quinn. Maureen Patricia Raykin. Diane Teresa Ring. Marjorie Ritacco. Deborah Mary Ellen Ronan. Lynn Marie Schuster. Jacqueline Marie Skeen. Jacqueline Ann Stenko. Deborah Jean Stowe. Jean Saunders Tracy. Lauren Elizabeth Vizza. Lorraine Joan Vizza. Mary Beth Wayne. Anthony Gull and Catherine Joan Emily. Sorry about that. That's second honor. Anybody join Maggie, Carolyn, and I, Columbus, English, the first honor, go to Lois Ann Bertram, and Stephanie Nadine Nimstedt. Second honor, go to Adam Paul Brzezinski, and Michelle Irene Lyons. And mathematics, first honor, go to Thomas John Fessett, and Stephen George Vandler. Second honor, go to Carol Ann Ziki, and Patricia Ann Boyson. Subject of social studies, first honor, go to Jill Marie Dougherty, Diane Barbara Dugan. Second honor, go to Mark Francis Henrick, and Gregory Bacanello.
Congratulations. bring many blessings, not only to yourself, but to your family, for the people of America. It is a great honor for me today, not only to be here as your pastor, but also to introduce our guest speaker. Well, Keen and I have known each other for many, many years. We were around the same time in high school, both with the Devo, both with the seminary. And he has been a person that I have always admired. I was very glad when I was made pastor here to find that he was one of the priests who comes here every Sunday to preach the same Mass. So it is my great honor and privilege to be here today with our guest speaker, Reverend Joseph Deakin.
These are all people now to whom you turn with a certain sense of forgiveness, a spirit of generosity that can only be inspired by the gratitude that fills your heart. You turn with thoughts of gratitude also to your parents for all that they have done, for all that they have sacrificed in enduring double taxation that you might enjoy the benefits of this type of education. May I remind you, my dear young graduates, of another group of people whom you may have forgotten altogether. The group of people long since dead who came to Roslyn as perhaps immigrants from another country, perhaps couldn't even speak your language or write your language, and certainly couldn't have won any certificates because they probably didn't have time to go to school. Don't forget that. Because when Abraham Lincoln was still the President of the United States and the Civil War was not yet over, mass was being offered in this section of Long Island. Nearly 100 years now of Catholic people have contributed to this day, each in his own way. And let's never forget that, because we owe them a tremendous debt of gratitude. In a building of sentiments at this moment, certainly my charge to you may be contained in one word, and it is surely the word fidelity. You have been given something special. You have been given an opportunity that in other parts of the world is unheard of. You've been given the chance to see life in terms of education, in its totality. That you are not just an intellect to be informed, but that you are also a will to be reformed. That you are a creature composed of body and soul, made to the image and likeness of God. A fundamental concept in any Catholic philosophy of education. And if you are not faithful to the opportunities that that philosophy of education has provided, then it seems to me you have failed us. It seems to me the whole thing is useless. You could have gotten the same type of information in any number of schools. But your parents, the people of this parish, and the religious and priests who serve you, are so fundamentally concerned that you understand what your purpose in life is and that you never forget it. That they give you this chance to be educated men and women. To see that the purpose of your life is to know truth and to love goodness.